Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We perfectly hit the halfway point of the season today. This was it, the game 81. So we are halfway through this thing. There's plenty of time. I think the Giants have the roster to compete. I think they will compete. I think they're probably a playoff team. And then we'll go from there. Yes, they've made wonderful moves. Rafi Devers is on the team. Did you see how far he hit that ball today? Multi-hit game, including a 400-something foot home run. Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. This is more about the behavior of the last 24 hours. You know I hate using this word in sports media. Yep. And sports reaction. I hate it because I think it's so overused. But this was kind of embarrassing. And I don't mean the final scores. I find it absolutely unfathomable. That a couple of guys would get hit by pitches in the ninth inning of a 4-2 baseball game. You rally to tie the game. You killed your own rally by sending a guy home when the ball was already in short left field. And then because that rally was started by two hit-by-pitch situations, you go into the locker room after the game and tell the world that you're mad and you're about to hit the other team. And then you do it and blow the next game also, largely because of it. That is wild behavior by a veteran team.
Right.
That's absurd.
And it's out of character for what you think and expect from this Giants team. And, you know, last night, the way that thing unfolded in front of your eyes where you had another base running situation, another guy gets cut down, and then you go out and you blow it. And I think Butch is right about Doval. What happened to the fastball, kid? You used to throw 99 and 100, and now you're just sliderific. All you do is throw that slide piece. It's like last year all over again where he has lost confidence in his number one pitch, and so he's not even pitching backwards. He's not throwing the fastball. Then today, you're all mad, and so you take it out on them in the first. Yeah. You fall behind, and you get embarrassed by a young, not very good team. They put up a 12 spot on you, Mark. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah. 24 runs in 3 games. And I still haven't heard of any of their hitters. None of them. That's the youngest team in the league. And they have no one who scares you.
Well,
no one.
They do now.
Nope.
You should be scared. They put up a 12. They put up a dozen on you today.
Yeah, that's on you. I'm not giving them credit for anything. That's you getting in your own head and throwing a bunch of meatballs up there. And maybe this is unfair, but watching Sean Jelly give up 4 runs on 5 hits, essentially this game was still in the balance, and he went out there and turned a close baseball game into a complete laugher to the Miami Marlins. So maybe this is unfair, but the last few times out, he has looked very shaky. I'm going to put Sean Jelly over here on the whatever list until everything surrounding him has been figured out. because I get it. He is probably wildly distracted right now. I understand. I have no idea what the hell's going on with him and his family situation, but when it ends up on social media, that is a grab your Adam's apple moment. And either one of two things is true. Either Sean has done some things that are completely inappropriate, or quite frankly, his wife has. Like, either he did something or she's upset and put it on social media when he's a public figure, and it's all bad. It's all bad. And now you're out here gas canning games against the Marlins in the eighth inning. It's just like, dude, let's go find someone in the right minors until we figure this out, because I get it, dude. It's super distracting to be at work when stuff like that's going on with your family.
I don't know how you go about doing your job when you've got that level of distraction. And I'm just thinking about what broke while we were talking to Butcher Boy, that Justin Tucker has been suspended the first 10 games of the upcoming NFL season. Yeah. And I'm not comparing what Sean Jelly is alleged to have done to Justin Tucker, because Justin Tucker's allegations are closer to Deshaun Watson. But the distraction factor, Justin Tucker had a bad year last year, and we didn't know why until the news broke later in the year. And it's like, yeah, how do you perform as a professional athlete when you have all these things going on in your life?
That's an interesting comparison. I have no idea if Justin even knew that this was coming. Like, Justin Tucker, you compare it to Deshaun Watson, it is that kind of a situation. Maybe he knew it was coming, and that was distracting to him. He's also getting a lot older. So, you know, maybe he just kind of hit a wall.
Maybe.
But by the way, he don't have to worry about kicking field goals anymore. That career's over. It's over.
Yeah, and
nobody's signing a kicker who's on a 10-game suspension for, you know, massage gate round two, and, oh, by the way, wasn't kicking the ball very straight anymore anyway. That's a wrap.
And it might be a wrap on his Hall of Fame candidacy, depending on how this all comes out. Because very few kickers get in, but he was going to be one who got in, for sure.
I mean, he was, by metrics, the most accurate kicker in the history of ever. I don't know if he still is. But, yeah, you're right. You know what I mean? The line is very fine when you're a kicker, because it's just easy for people to kind of dismiss and forget. Like, you're a kicker. You know what I mean? You're not an NFL player that creates memories for people. It's just like, dude, like, kick the ball straight. Nobody wants a distraction on special teams. Coaches are like, no. We've watched them, you know, the Kaepernick situation. Nobody wanted a distraction at quarterback. You don't get to be a distraction if you're a kicker. You know what I mean?
Right.
What the Niners do with Tabor Pepper this year?
Exactly. Gone.
And I mean, there's a lot of people who think that was Debo's fault. But Kyle Shanahan came out and was like, yeah, Pep overreacted a little bit, and gone. Both of them, quite frankly. But, yeah, like, they're not doing that. So that's the end of that. But anyway, I don't know, man. I find this whole thing really frustrating, and it's not because the Giants just lost another baseball game today. I just, like, I'm having the hardest time understanding how a group that's this veteran just kind of handled it this way. This is like, I mean, look at the Padres and Dodgers from a week ago. This thing finally came to the forefront because the managers came out and started belly bumping each other.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But meantime, for four games, they're hawking the ball at each other to the point where it got to Tatis and Shohei. This is the highest levels of the game. And I don't think that people in the public knew what was going on.
Not until game four.
Not until it happened, yep. And the managers started belly bumping each other. And then we had press conferences about it. And then Schilt was like, this is ridiculous. We're not doing this anymore. But that was all after the fact. Can you imagine if Schilt was like, all right, so we've had a few hit by pitches over the last 3 weeks. We're probably coming at Shohei at 7:10 tomorrow night.
Stay tuned.
Everybody be ready.
Exactly.
Like, can you imagine? It would have been thrown out before you even started the game.
Yeah.
And we're doing
suspended.
This with the Marlins?
Yeah.
I still don't even know the name of the guy we threw at. What's his name?
Exactly. It was Otto Lopez. Otto Lopez, that's right.
Used to play for the Warriors, hitters. Right? Yeah. Otto Lopez. I mean, what? Good God.
Is he the guy who's a former Giant? The Marlins have a guy who was with the Giants, but never. He was in spring training, and he never made it to the big club.
Really?
I heard Flem talk about it in the opener of the series. I was like, that's something I should remember. But
the Marlins have somebody who used to be with the Giants,
yeah,
but never made it to the big club.
He got cut before right at the end of spring training.
Was he a pitcher?
I'm not sure. Maybe a hitter.
All right.
He was a Marlin. I know that. One of those tidbits I caught earlier in the week and tried to remember it, but
actually,
didn't.
It might be Otto Lopez. He played with the Sacramento RiverCats in 2024 for two games.
There you go.
Otto Lopez.
There you go.
So that's why they dotted him. It's all making good sense now.
Yeah, they've had it with him.
Taylor Swift has a song called Bad Blood, and I believe the blood was bad going back to those Scottsdale days.
Coming up next, we're going to read names from the dictionary. I'll tell you what, we'll get a roster from the G League and the Marlins, and then we'll play Marlin or not.
This could be fun. Yeah. Marlin or 2025 NBA draft choice.
I like that.
Okay.
Second rounder or Marlin? I mean, hell, we could do first rounder or Marlin.
Exactly.
Eric Wegeman.
I think he was a small forward at Tulane. I did that on purpose. God, Grandy.
That was
Eric Wegeman.
Super annoying week.
It's not over.
No.
And I guess today is the best day of the week. Hey, you gave up a 12 spot and you dotted a Marlin.
It's a great day. I get to go home and make cheeseburgers for the kids, and we don't have to watch the Giants and get mad at they're at bats with runners in scoring position.
And the Warriors have two picks
That's
tonight.
Right.
Two picks.
That's right.
Inside.
Kids, stay up late.
One round.
We got two people you've never heard of are about to be Warriors, not just one. Here we go, everybody.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.